Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whenever you're listening. This is the Fool's Folly Podcast.
Hello and welcome back to the Roundup, your what's on guide to everything local, live and independent for the months of April and May. As always, we are your fools, Darren Hill and Connor Maud.
Hello.
Connor,
hello.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, Darren.
Are you excited to talk about all the events?
I'm always excited.
There's loads of stuff this month.
Loads of stuff this month. Everyone obviously heard about the last episode, wanted to get their stuff promoted on the new hottest podcast in town. And that's why we're here, baby, with all new events. No, the truth is we emailed loads more people and loads more people got back to us.
What do you remember how we bumped into one of the comedy nights that we mm-hmm. went to one of the comedy nights that we promoted on the last roundup? It was really nicely full.
Yeah.
And we sneakily asked for 10% of the bar takings because clearly the podcast was doing its job.
But yes, as Darren said, welcome back. If this is your first time listening to any of our podcasts, obviously we do have two. This is the roundup. We do also have the Fool's Folly podcast. So if you want to, please go and check that out. Last week, we had a special guest, writer, director and comedian Jessica Barrett, and we talked to her for a good long time, about an hour I think.
We covered the writing process and how that works. The three of us were in a nice chat, our experiences of doing stand-up comedy and what's coming up with her up-and-coming gig with Poppet Theatre and their Edinburgh run in August. So please go and check all that out and check out Poppet Theatre and everything that's in the description there. Lots and lots of good stuff. So we've got a full show.
Really full show.
Let's get into it.
Absolutely. So the first thing we're going to talk about, I guess, Darren, is theatre, starting over at our lovely friends, the Theatre Royal Margate, Darren.
Yes, absolutely. So first off, we've got The Jungle Book brought to us by Wicked Productions. Wicked Productions are the guys who bring us the Christmas panto each year. So this year they brought us a smash sellout show called Jack and the Beanstalk. Call Jack and the Beanstalk. Like, oh, what's this Jack and Beanstalk thing? Like, it's not been
like
a thing for ages.
It's not been a thing forever.
But they brought us Jack and the Beanstalk, and it was a really, really, really good show. Audience feedback was amazing. So they're back for their spring-summer pantomime, The Jungle Book. That's on April 13th and 14th. On April 13th, they've got a show at 4 p.m. On April 14th, they've got a show at 1 p.m. and 4:30 p.m. Ticket prices are £17 for full price, £15 concession price, and £14 for restricted view. And then for if you're a friend of Margate Theatres, you can get tickets for £13 on the Sunday 4:30 show.
So moving away from the Theatre Royal Margate, we're going back to our friends over at the Folkestone Quarter House, where we have the Egg and Oxford Playhouse presenting Caroline Horton's Muckers on the 27th of April at 11 a.m. and 2:30 p.m., which is a kids' show, so it's 5+. Kids go for £5, adults for £6, and a £20 family ticket, two adults, two kids. And it's a little bit of a journey. Paloma has always mucked about with Pigeon. They love it, they run wild, they dress up like tigers, flamenco dancers, queens, kings, rabbits, and sometimes Lady Gaga. A funny, magical, physical production with original songs and quite a lot of Spanish. This mischievous show asks what it takes to stand proud and be true to ourselves and how to empower the next generation. And finally, Blue Fire Community Theatre have something going on, Darren, right?
Yes, so for those of you who might not have heard of Blue Fire Community Theatre before, they're a wonderful local company. They were established in 2017, and the purpose of Blue Fire is to provide adults of all backgrounds and abilities the chance to perform in original community theatre. And their latest show is called the Jerry Vile Show.
Right, excellent.
Connor, can you have a guess at who that might slightly...
Oh, I couldn't possibly imagine who
Jerry,
that's supposed to
the
be.
The Jerry Vile Show.
Other TV personality scumbags are available.
But no, it should be an absolute riot, and it's produced and written by the company themselves. And I just we've met them a few times
yes.
at TNT, and they're really, really lovely. So their show, the Jerry Vile Show... We all know who that's the thing on, right?
Yeah, of course.
That's the thing on, right? I just...
The Jerry Vile Show
is on Saturday the 4th and Sunday the 5th of May at 7:30 p.m. That's taking place at the Small Boat Owners Club in Ramsgate, which is a lovely...
It's a really lovely venue, really lovely
and intimate. It's actually perfect for theatre. Tickets are £7.50 in advance or £8.50 on the door. You can go to their website to book tickets. Doors open at 7 p.m. There is a bar available, and there is also fantastic disabled access as well.
Smashing. Darren, talk to me about comedy.
Oh, okay. Let's talk comedy. We've got quite a few live comedy nights coming up. So to begin with, we've got Live Rail at Mind the Gap on the 25th of April. That's a free entry show. Kicks off at 8 p.m. Lineup is to be confirmed, but they're great nights. I've performed at a couple. So please get yourselves down to Mind the Gap Micro Pub in Broadstairs. That's going to be a really, really fun show. Then we have, going back to the Theatre Royal Margate, Reginald D. Hunter previews his Facing the Beast show before he takes it on a, I think, national tour. So get to that to really see this fantastic, fantastic, world-renowned comedian
brilliant.
Up close and personal in your local theatre. That's on April the 28th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets for that are £15 full price and £13 for restricted view, and that is specifically for 18+. And then, finally, moving a little bit out of Thanet, to Saltwood, and we have Comedy Mash featuring Dave Bailey at the Saltwood Club. Tickets for that are £10 in advance, £12 on the door. That's on the 11th of May, and it kicks off at 7:30. And we're going to move on now to music and cabaret.
Yes,
so Connor,
absolutely.
Talk to me about music and cabaret.
This week we're promoting Screaming Alley Cabaret Open Mic with the host Johnny Woo at the Red Arrow Social Club. So it's the open mic this time, so if you want to get involved, do go to screamingalley@gmail.com to book yourself a slot or ask a question. That's going to be on Friday the 26th at 7:30. Tickets are £10 on the door, £8.50 advance tickets if you do book through Eventbrite, and all the act to be announced, obviously, because it's an open mic show. Now, the last few Screaming Alleys have completely sold out. So, genuinely, if you do want to get tickets, do book in advance, because the likelihood of actually, even if you think, oh, well, I'll just pay a tenner on the door, you actually won't be able to get in, because all of those seats will be completely, completely gone.
I do actually know one of the acts that we can confirm.
Do we?
As a little thing, because one of the acts is one of our special guests on the next episode of the Fool's Folly podcast. The wonderful Katie McGarry will be bringing some songs as part of the lineup. So get yourself down to Screaming Alley.
And then over at the Folkestone Quarterhouse, we have another couple of events over there. The first one is The Unthanks, unaccompanied as we are, with their special guest Tim Dorling on the 28th of April. 7 o'clock doors, but 8 p.m. show. Advance tickets are £22, £26 on the night. So do book early to save yourself a couple of pounds. It's an over 14s welcome, but under 16s do need to be accompanied by an adult. Unthanks are back in Kent with a special Back to Their Roots format of singing in unaccompanied harmony. On this tour, they are going to fully explore their rich and unique vocal combinations with loads of brand new material and arrangements alongside more familiar material from Unthanks. This time accompanied by Tim Dorling, writer of beautiful songs and purveyor of theatrical clowning. Don't be late, do not miss them. Staying with Folkestone Quarterhouse, we have Sarah Jane Morris, Sweet Little Mystery, on the 4th of May at 8 p.m. I'm assuming 7 p.m. doors, 8 p.m. show again for that. Tickets are £15, £12 concessions and members, accompanied by Tony Remy, Tim Cansfield, Martin Barker and Henry Thomas. And it's a tribute to John Martin, full-time sinner, part-time saint. Sarah J. Morris is one of Britain's most influential jazz and R&B singers. Morris's magnificent soul and voice and emotional power has garnered praise and admiration worldwide for 30 years now. In her show Sweet Little Mystery, Morris shines a light on John Martin, this great musical maverick, illuminating his life's work with her new inspirational show.
Staying with music, but we're going to go over to the Ramsgate Music Hall now. Starting on April 18th, we have Indian Queens. Their dark, dreamy and hypnotic sounds echo Massive Attack, mixed with the modern edge and swagger of Warpaint. Tickets are £7 and that's at 7:30. And then on April 26th at Ramsgate Music Hall, Teeth of the Sea. And they're at the Ramsgate Music Hall as part of their European tour, showcasing their brand new album, Wraith. You won't want to miss this phenomenal psychedelic synthwave trio. Tickets are £10 and that's at 7:30. And then on May 5th, a triple header, Stanley Brinks, Freshard and Calvin Johnson. Are we confident on Freshard?
Well, I am fairly confident on Freshard, but if I have got it wrong, we sincerely apologise. It means that my sort of 8 years of doing French have completely failed me.
Yeah.
So I do apply, but Freshard is what is I'm what
we,
pretty sure
we,
it is.
We looked at it, and that's what we think it is. And Calvin Johnson's there, and Calvin Johnson is an indie rock god. Tickets are £10.50, and the show starts at 7:30.
And this week, fantastically, we have an exhibition to promote as well, which is happening at Nice Things in Ramsgate. They've got an exhibition called This Is Me, happening between the 3rd and the 16th of April. And it's all about the places and things that the artists feel represent them or what's important to them. And of course, we're always happy to shout about everything the Nice Things do, because Susie Humphrey's brilliant friend of the show and obviously, you know, mentor of ours as well. So yeah. Really happy to sort of plug and promote what's going on there. Yeah. And also, I do love an exhibition. Yeah, and going to them as well.
But, and you should definitely just go to Nice Things just to browse the shop, because it is full of nice things. So now we'll come to everything that you can get involved with. So Connor, we've got lots of stuff that we can get involved with. Talk to me first of all about the Flex sessions that are coming up.
So Flex, as you heard us talk about last month, if you did listen to the first episode of the Roundup, is a weekly free skill sharing opportunity that happens all over Thanet in sort of cross disciplines, and we've got loads of stuff coming up this month in Flex. So on the 18th of April at the Archive Home Store and Kitchen, we have Clive Holland doing his famous now improv workshops. Darren and I have never missed one of those. They're brilliant.
They are fantastic.
And they really do let you sort of stretch your legs, and Clive is a brilliant improviser and really helps you sort of open up to that discipline. It's such fantastic work. 25th of April, still at the Archive Home Store and Kitchen, we actually have, as a special part of Loop in the Loop season 12, one of the shows that is coming down, Kaleidoscope, created by Filskit Theatre. Filskit Theatre are actually doing the Flex session here, the hour-long workshop, which is going to be all about creating theatre for children, because their show Kaleidoscope is obviously designed for babies. Yeah. And that's going to be fantastic and something that really shouldn't be missed, because it's one of those things that we wouldn't be able to have the opportunity of were it not for these sessions. And that's going to be really, really amazing. On the 2nd of May, actually over at the Resort Studio in Margate, which is a lovely space, there's no Flex booked in right now, but there's definitely going to be one. So just keep an eye on Loop in the Loop's website or on the Facebook page. But directly following that, from 7 o'clock till late, we're actually going to have our TNT Theatre Network Thanet meeting, which is actually going to be a special sharing of a new play by a local playwright, and that's called Open Seasons. That should be a really, really interesting event. And we a few months ago, we heard a little tidbit of that, didn't we?
So, yeah, and I sneakily managed to read some of it. So,
oh, did you read the rest of it? Oh, did you? Oh, I didn't.
I probably wasn't allowed to, but I read some of it.
Oh, smashing! That's really, really nice. So yeah, look really forward nice. To that, because it's going to be rehearsed reading stroke sharing, as far as I'm aware. And then on the 9th of May, we have another Flex session from 6 till 7 at Archive. Again, no guest at the moment, but keep an eye on Loop in the Loop's website. Keep an eye on Loop in the Loop's Facebook page.
And then coming over to Turner Contemporary for stuff that you can get involved with. So they've got quite a few things coming up in the month of April. Starting on April 14th with Painterly Planets. This is part of their Easy Sunday workshops for families. So this is it goes on from 1 till 4 p.m. and it's a drop-in session. So just drop in when you can. In the Claw Learning Studio. It costs £4.50 to take part, but it is free for residents with the CT9 postcode.
Amazing.
And you need some proof of that, so bring it along. So this workshop is inspired by Katie Patterson's explorations of galaxies and the cosmos. And in this workshop, you'll create your own planet, and you'll decide who lives on your new world, what the inhabitants will be called. Then you get to take your creative cosmos home with you. So that'll be really nice for children. That's a family workshop, so everyone get involved in making. That's going to be really, really lovely. So that takes place on April 14th, and then the same workshop again on April 28th if you missed it the first time round. Then on April 17th and 18th, Clay Cosmos workshops. Again, that's from 1 till 4 drop-in, £4.50 again, and again free for CT9 residents. Again,
so lovely, isn't it? Bring proof. CT9 residents.
It is really, it's really nice. Lovely, yeah. So just remember, if you're a CT9 resident, do bring proof of that. And in this workshop, you'll join the friendly and professional potters from Clay Space, and you'll create your own intergalactic creation from clay.
Lovely. Is Clay Space the They have a shop as well now. They have a studio, I think, on North Down Road as well.
Do they?
I think so. I'm fairly certain. Do you know what? I'm going to fact check that.
We're going to Google it.
I'm going to fact check that right now.
So that workshop is suitable for all ages and abilities, and it's a family session. So children do need to be accompanied by an adult and supervised at all times. And then we come to Sunday, 21st of April, the Galaxy Jars workshop.
They do. Sorry. Clay Space. Yeah. It's a shop on Margate as well. I thought so.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they're running a clay workshop. So they're going to be fantastic.
How brilliant is that?
It's fantastic, isn't it? So Sunday, 21st of April, Galaxy Jars. You'll create your own galaxy jar with Turner's friendly navigators. Experiment with different potions, material and substances to create some cosmic combinations. You make a little galaxy in a jar.
Oh, that's like, really cool.
Yeah. So again, that's a family session. Again, I think 1 to 4 drop in. 4:50 and again free for CT9 residents.
Amazing.
So go along and make a little world in a jar.
It's really interesting, isn't it, how all this stuff is coming up in April, and obviously as of recording this, we just literally, as of last night, we had the very first image ever of a black hole as well.
Yeah.
And it's funny how these things all interlink. Because obviously they would have never known that was happening.
Unless they've got someone on the inside.
Unless they've got someone on the inside.
We don't know about.
At MIT. maybe they do. Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
So all that stuff you can get involved with, and again, as always, everything will be in the description, and get along to something, particularly if you're in the CT9.
Oh, definitely,
postcode,
yeah.
And if you've got
free
children.
To do. How brilliant is that?
Brilliant. And now we're coming up to special events. So the first thing we want to give a big shout out to, because we love them, are Houdini's Magic Bar, who are amazing. And they did a really lovely, as you would have heard if you listened to the first episode of the roundup, they did a wonderful flex session for Loop in the Loop last week. Was that last week at the time of recording?
Two weeks ago. Yeah, yeah. A couple of weeks ago, but yeah, it was fantastic. James Tomlinson, brilliant magician, wowed us with some tricks and then showed us how to do a little bit of magic ourselves. So it was a really lovely session.
And Houdini's really make you feel at home
every time they were so brilliant. Darren and I, we go to the Broadstairs one quite a lot, and we've actually gotten friendly with a lot of the magicians now and sort of the bar stuff.
Yeah.
They're such a nice place
for
families, just if you want to have a great time. And they always have magicians on every single night, which is amazing. Yeah. Every single night they're open, they have magic
on. I think voting is still open for, is it a Kent Hospitality?
Yes, they're trying
award?
To get Pub of the Year,
Pub
I believe.
The year.
They're trying to get Pub of the Year. So actually, yeah. Please go ahead and vote for them in Pub of the Year, because they are brilliant. And they're smashing.
And they deserve everything. And they've got some really special events coming up. So their Canterbury Bar turns one year old. That's
turns
not
one
a
year,
sentence.
Turns 1 year old.
Turns 1 year. Thank you. And over to our English language correspondent, Colin Ward, to make sure I don't talk like a goon. Their Canterbury Bar turns 1 year old on the 13th of April, and they're having a big birthday bash.
They're having a big birthday celebration. Exactly, yeah. So they open at 11, but from 6 p.m. they have a special night at the musicals party where they're going to have themed drinks, themed dress, where there'll be prizes awarded for the people who sort of dress the best. And it's completely free entry, which is amazing. It is 18 plus after 6 p.m. though, but I do believe kids are welcome up to 5:30 over in Canterbury.
And then on the 20th of April, Houdini's Magic Bar in Broadstairs and Canterbury at the same time are having a big Game of Thrones party from 6 p.m. with themed drinks and prizes. And again, that's 18 plus free entry, celebrating the wonder that is Game of Thrones.
Considering the first episode will have been out by then, I imagine that will be quite an interesting little party.
Yeah.
I managed to get along, end of last year, I got along to their Peaky Blinders themed party, and it was great.
Yeah.
It was really, really good. And the bar staff make such an effort to dress up, and they always look smashing. The people who go and dress up look amazing, and themed drinks. 18 plus.
And always keep an eye on Houdini's, because they always have lots of stuff coming up. We're going to do our best to shout about as much of that as we can.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they are fantastic, so go check out Houdini's. And lastly but not leastly, we have to give a big special shout out to the wonderful guys at Looping the Loop.
Yes, absolutely. So season 12 is almost upon us. Kicking things off in true Looping the Loop fashion, on the 16th of April, Looping the Loop are going to have this amazing, incredible launch party at Ulbis Soul Cafe in Margate, which you should absolutely get to, because it's completely open to everyone, not just people who've been involved with Looping the Loop in the past. If you have seen anything, if you haven't, get yourself down, to the launch party, because it's going to be amazing. There's going to be pop-up performances, there's films, presentations, and of course, little welcome drinks and nibbles. And you may perhaps hear two familiar voices wandering around the space
as part of the nearly normal
street theatre team. So keep an eye or an ear out for that.
Absolutely.
We also have a special episode of the Fools Folly podcast coming out on the 16th, which is the wonderful producers of Loop in the Loop, Katie McGarry, Ellie Jones and Susie Humphreys. And then you're going to hear them talk about all the wonderful stuff that's coming up in the festival, kind of hear about the history of Loop in the Loop and how it all came about. And yeah, they're going to talk to you about all the stuff they've got to go up. So come to the event on the 16th.
Everything will be in the description already if you want to go and check stuff and book tickets. Everything will be there, so do check it out. And there's loads of stuff going on as part of Loop in the Loop.
LTL12. All that leaves us to do is round up
the roundup. Thank you so much for listening. There's loads of stuff going on. Get to something. Book tickets.
Give stuff a go. Have fun.
There's an adventure.
So much stuff happening. It's going to be so fun. Yeah, keep going. And of course, the next episode of the Fools Folly podcast comes out on the 26th of April. So 2 weeks' time as of listening to this, we'll have the third episode of the Fools Folly podcast. Yeah. The most consistent podcast in Thanet. No, it's certainly in our lives.
The most consistent podcast to be made from Fools Folly Tower, also known as my nan's house.
Amazing, yeah. So big bless up to Darren's nan.
Bye, friends.
Bye.